Maisus Perikei Mishneches Shum Bal Bechi. So this the Rav explains, it's garlic. The first pshat he gives is that the garlic was so sharp that it's called Bal Bechi because it would cause, so whoever ate it, it would cause his eyes to tear and almost like crying. The other pshat he gives is that it's from a place called Bal Bechi in the Har Halvanoin, that's where it grows. Uvatzel Shel Richba. Richba is also a place. It's an onion of a place called Richba. Ugrisin HaKilkelin. That's a bean of a place called Kilki. V'hadoshem ha-mitzrius, and also lentils, Egyptian lentils. Rabbi Meir Omer afa karkas. Rabbi Meir says even karkas, which is a type of cabbage. We're going to see what the halacha is, because we just keep naming all these types of foods. Rabbi Yossi Omer afa kutnim. Rabbi Yossi says even kutnim, which is a type of lentil. All these cases, peturim min ha-maisrus, min ul-kochem, mikol odom b'shvius. So all these cases are potter from maisrus, and also you can buy them from anybody in shvius, and like the Rav explains, even somebody that's choshed on shvius, you can buy. Why is that? Because all these things, there's a chazaka that they're hefker, because these are not normally something that's planted in a garden. Therefore, they're potter from maisrus. This is the way the Rav and the Rambam learn. Now, the Mishnah continues, zera lufa elyon. So the seed of a type of onion, the lufa elyon, whether the lufa elyon is the type of the Rav brings like a wild luf, or the way the Rambam learns, it's that it's the top seed within the luf, or zera kreshim, or the seed of leeks, zera bitzalim, the seed of onions, zera lefis utznainis, seed of turnips and radishes, ushar zeroine gina she'enin echolim, and all different types of seeds of garden vegetables where the seeds were not eaten, and we've touched upon this in the past. These seeds, peturim in a maisrus, so they're potter from maisrus. Vinil kochim, we call odom b'shvius, and they also can be purchased from any person on Shemitah. And the reason here is different than the first case. The first case, they're potter because they're hefker. Here, it's not the pshat that they're hefker, it's that they're not eaten. So because they're not eaten, they're not chayv in maisrus or shvius. And even, like Lechara, you would say that even somebody that's choshed on shvius, you can also purchase from. Sha'afal pisha avi and truma, even though what they come from is truma, meaning the vegetable that they initially came from was itself truma. These seeds came from a trumadic vegetable, like, for example, a radish. The radish is truma. Hare elu ye'ochelu. Still, nevertheless, the seed themselves is mutter to eat. Now, even if one would take the seed and plant it into the ground, the Mepharshim explain, the Rav and the Rambam, anything that grows is not chayv in maisrus because the seed is potter from maisrus. That which we say, that what you plant, that anything that grows from what you plant, gdolei truma, is dafka when the thing that you're planting is chayv in truma and is edible. Masha enken, when you have a seed, we didn't just stomp, you took a radish that started growing and you replanted it, then we said gdolei truma, like the Tosfos Samta brings in the beginning of this perek. Masha Enkin over here, the seed itself is not chayv in maisrus, because it's not edible, so therefore if you plant it, what grows afterwards is mutter. Salak Meseches Maisrus.